Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church annual read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God. Welcome back to the Gospel Everyday Podcast. My name is Barbara, and I'll be your host for today. In case you haven't noticed lately, we live in a world where it is normal to post everything that we do online. From Facebook to Instagram to TikTok and YouTube, if you're ever just bopping around on any social connection website or app, you are bound to see people posting about the incredible restaurants that they're eating at, the beautiful places that they're traveling to, and the clothes and accessories they are purchasing. People are even able to make their everyday lives look like they have all the time in the world to do amazing things without any problems in sight. If we really stop to think about it, nothing is ever as it seems, especially when it comes to the internet. I think it's safe to say that there's a common understanding that everything we see on social media is a person's highlight reel. Because let's be honest, who's flaunting the fight they had with their spouse earlier that day, the debt that comes with large purchases, or the anxiety that encompasses the minds of those who always need to be the best, have the best, and look the best? Yet, for some reason, it doesn't stop us from comparing ourselves with others. At the end of the day, they seem happy, carefree, and more blessed than I am, and it leads us to sometimes asking the question, why not me? Part of my own story includes abuse throughout my childhood and comparing myself and what I thought I was worth, even to God, based on the families that other people had. See, if God loved me, he must love me less than those kids down the street who have both parents, get a new backpack every school year, and, what embarrassingly hit the hardest as a kid, had cable TV to watch Disney Channel shows after school. As I've gotten older, one of the hardest things for me to learn as a Christian was that God doesn't play fair, or so it seemed. In our reading today, Jerry Bridges emphasizes that God is sovereign, and he is free to bless each individual however he chooses. And this is true. But what I want to make sure we all understand is that God is also loving. If we only look at God's sovereignty over our lives as his ability to arbitrarily bless others more, let others suffer less, or allow for tragic circumstances to fall on others, then we miss a critical part of God's character. God knows each of us better than we know ourselves. We tend to hide the worst parts of ourselves, even to the point of being blind and unaware of our own shortcomings. But God sees all of us and still meets us with love. Psalm 139:17-18 says, "Your eyes saw me when I was formless. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began. God, how precious your thoughts are to me, how vast their sum is. If I counted them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I wake up, I am still with you." He loves us so much that Romans 5:8 tells us that God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, talk about unfair. Jesus chose to die for our sins, suffer for our shortcomings, so that we can be called children of God and spend forever enjoying the presence of God in his perfect peace. When we are tempted to compare our lives and blessings to others, we miss out on the incredible sacrifice that God made for us to know his kindness, his love, and his mercy. We miss out on the biggest blessing of all, being content in his presence. If God were fair, we'd all be destined for an eternity of brokenness. But praise him that he is not fair. Instead, he is lovingly sovereign and chose to ensure a way for us to have an infinite source of love, wisdom, and peace. Thank God that Jesus willingly took the most brutally unfair punishment so that we could be free to enjoy an eternity of God's grace. Heavenly Father, we know the truth that comparison is the thief of joy. We also know that your ways are higher than ours and your plans are so much better than we could ever imagine. Teach us to fix our eyes on the blessing that we do have that nothing in this world could ever take away. You. You are a perfect father, a comforting friend, a consistent provider of all of our needs. Thank you for your mercy and your love. Thank you that I have everything that I need in you. Amen. Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.